It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I don't care what nook, cranny, mountain, valley, beach, swamp, field, factory, house, building, outside. I don't care what boat you're on. Thank you for listening to the show. This is when we get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're, getting over the hump. If you need help getting over the hump, I'll try my best to help you out. I'll be hanging out for the next 4 hours. As I said, this is when I get started every weekday, Monday through Friday. You can tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day, what a day, what a day. I mean, what a last night into today. When I left last night, Bronny James was minutes away from making history with his dad, becoming the first father-son duo to ever play in an NBA game. And then the Lakers beat the T-Wolves. You wake up this morning, DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. We continue on throughout the day. Joel Embiid and the Sixers. Well, let me just say the Sixers are being investigated for how the hell they are operating his, let's just say, injury management. You can't be out here screwing the fans, right? You can't do that. People paying hard-earned money. This guy played in the Olympics. Now he's sitting on his ass to start the season. That ain't going to cut it. Not fair to anybody. Nobody involved. And, of course, it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday I bring you a new top six list. I've been doing this since I was on YouTube. Been great enough, nice enough to bring it here to the radio. If I got to think about a top six list for today, it's simple. In 2 hours from now, I'm going to give you a breakdown. I'm going to share with you a top six list of the greatest father-son combos that we've ever seen in sports. Yeah, thank you, LeBron James, for the idea. Everything is LeBron's idea. Bronny James playing the NBA says everything is LeBron's idea. So that top six list of father-son combos, that's going to come your way 2 hours from now. We have so much more to get into. We'll talk, of course, about DeAndre Hopkins becoming a member, not yet, not officially, a member of these Kansas City Chiefs. Matt Derrick of the Chiefs Digest, he's going to join us in about an hour and 20 minutes from now. And so we got a lot to do, a lot to get to here over the next several hours. Ryan Hickey, how you doing, man? You okay?
I am good, yeah, JR. Doing well on this Wednesday.
That's good to hear. How's the weather in New York?
It is actually beautiful.
Good.
It is high 70s.
Lovely.
I think we had an 8 in the temperature recently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, watch.
Right.
Yeah, we're basically Atlanta now. Watch out. We're coming for you.
Okay. It was 80 degrees here today. Beautiful.
Yeah, look at us. One and the same. No biggie.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I mean, so many things going on. Anyway, what time is it? 6? Yeah, 6. No, somebody. Hickey, I can multitask, Hickey, okay? I just got an email and it said, hey, Hawks tickets. And I'm like, what? It's the game is like in 90 minutes, So I'm like, ain't it kind of late? But whatever. I'm here in the studio with you. I won't get a chance to see the young Atlanta Hawks take on the young Brooklyn Nets and see them make mistakes. So I'm happy to be here.
I was going to say, that sounds like a win for you, even if it is free.
Oh, not to watch them play.
Not to watch them play.
Yeah, well, we saw the open of the NBA season last night. Knicks getting walloped by the Boston Celtics. We saw the second game outside of the whole Bronny James 3-minute spectacle. We saw the Los Angeles Lakers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then we got a full slate of games tonight. And to make a long story short, the Boston Celtics are favorite to win the championship. And we got months to get into the NBA. We got months, and we'll talk more NBA as the show goes on, of course. But let's get into what I woke up to. And it was pretty early. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what the hell is everybody doing up at this time? But I'm like, whoa, DeAndre Hopkins is getting moved. DeAndre Hopkins is moving from the miserable-ass Tennessee Titans to the 6-0 Kansas City Chiefs. We should have known this was coming for weeks. When Rashee Rice went down, you knew they had to go out there and get a true number one wide receiver. We know DeAndre Hopkins. He ain't what he used to be. Who the hell is what they used to be at 32 years old? You know, everybody hits a physical peak at some point in time, unless you're Derrick Henry or LeBron James. Even LeBron James slowed down. Tom Brady slowed down. But at 32, DeAndre Hopkins is still good. And I got to tell you, this is one hell of a steal. It's been reported that before they tried to bring on DeAndre Hopkins, they tried to bring in Cooper Kupp. We detailed to you yesterday, the Rams are shopping him. People are asking about Cooper Kupp. But Cooper Kupp, his legs, I don't know. I don't want to put them in Joel Embiid territory. Hickey, could you see? He's too big. He'd fall over, right? Could you see big-ass 7'2" Joel Embiid, you know, running routes? He can't do it, right? His feet will break.
His feet would break, and I think his body would break. There's a lot of body there to hit for linebackers, for safeties crashing down. I don't think he would enjoy that very much.
I'm just thinking about running the routes. Like, I don't know if his legs would be able to operate that fast, you know?
You think he, like, tries to cut on a slant, boom, torn ACL, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I'm not wishing it on him, but yeah, something right. Like that. Like, Cooper Kupp is a professional. Torn ACL, ripped up leg, high ankle sprain. And I think this is a better move for the Kansas City Chiefs. Instead of bringing in Cooper Kupp, I actually think DeAndre Hopkins would work out better. And here's the deal. They only traded this man for a fifth-round pick. We're talking about a multiple-time Pro Bowler, a five-time Pro Bowler. Man started his career with Houston, with that Deshaun Watson guy, who also is out with a blown-out Achilles, by the way. And he signed a two-year contract last season with the Tennessee Titans. What the hell do you expect from this man when he has Will Levis throwing him the ball? You shouldn't expect a whole lot of nothing. And so he's been traded for a fifth-round pick. It could be a fourth-round pick, depending on how many snaps he plays. And he's played every game this year. And DeAndre Hopkins, you might look at the numbers and say, this guy sucks. He got old and he fell off. Maybe his quarterback stinks. We know his QB stinks. Only 173 yards receiving, 15 receptions and a touchdown. This man has gone from the outhouse to the penthouse, okay? He's going from sleeping in the you-know-what in the backyard. He's in a deluxe apartment in the sky. This man is playing with Patrick Mahomes, or he will be playing with Patrick Mahomes. But nobody could talk about it because it's not official. Not yet. I mean, Andy Reid today, short, sweet, to the point, no tampering. I don't need a fine. I'm here so I don't get fined. Andy Reid was asked, is DeAndre Hopkins, would he practice today? This is what he was asked earlier. Listen to Andy Reid.
Practicing today, is that right?
I know nothing.
He doesn't know any. Trade is not official yet. It'll be official, but not now, not yet. This is a good move, man. Rashee Rice, oh, he might come. Maybe he will, but you don't got to worry about that now. You have to account for DeAndre Hopkins. This man has some of the best hands in the NFL. He's going to be playing with the best quarterback in the NFL. The most successful quarterback in the NFL over the past several years. The guy who's going for an NFL repeat. He's going to take some of the pressure off of Travis Kelce. This is also now going to open up Xavier Worthy to utilize his world-class Olympic-level speed. Kansas City Chiefs, a lot has been said about their offense and what it's not and what it's lacking. They picked up a solid veteran wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. I think this man is going to show up and show out. There's so much said about the Chiefs' defense right now. Ranked fifth overall in the NFL. Only giving up 17 points a game. The offense is middle of the road at about 13th. Not bad. But not what you're used to seeing. Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to make moves, man. They're competing for another Super Bowl. I mean, we talk so much about the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens, and a guy called and cried yesterday about the Lions. Oh, show more love to Jared. What do you want me to say? They expected to be good too. But the Kansas City Chiefs, so they got to get knocked off the perch. You know, I didn't even mention Juju Smith-Schuster, who had a good game a couple of games ago, but now has been dealing with a hamstring issue. I mean, even Andy Reid is like, hey, we got Juju Smith-Schuster. Every now and then, he could be good. Listen.
He's a veteran. He works hard and he's smart. So I think all of those kind of go into that. And, you know, Pat has trust in him. So, and we as coaches have trust in him, and we try to put him in good positions for his strengths and try to utilize those. And that's, I think all of those things kind of add up to production. But the main thing is he's kept himself in great shape and he's smart. You know, he knows how to play the game.
Hickey, I got to be honest. Andy Reid don't sound like he's in good shape. He doesn't. No, I'm being honest. He does. It sounds like he's having some trouble talking and breathing at the same time.
Yes.
He's a big man.
You're not wrong about that.
I like him, too. And he likes cheeseburgers. And like.
He lives a good life.
Does he? I guess he does, right?
Coaches football, coaches Patrick Mahomes, wins Super Bowls, eats cheeseburgers, wears Hawaiian shirts. Can't get better than that?
Outside of his money and his accolades, would you want to live his life? It seems stressful.
Well, no.
Yeah, me neither.
I would not.
Yeah, me neither.
I would not.
What time do you think he gets up?
4:30.
Oh, my God. He seems like somebody who ain't staying up all night, though. Like, he just works all day and goes to sleep.
I hope so.
Right?
That's I don't know about you. I feel like that's a hot take I have. I feel like coaches work too much.
No, like, it is. But there comes a line where it's BS, you know? You got people, I never go to sleep. Oh, I'm always up. Like, let's be real. Do you think Andy Reid is up from 4:30 in the morning until 1 a.m., like, just doing football stuff? Like, come on, let's be real. Like, how would he physically function? He'd have passed out by now.
I agree, but I think there are coaches that live that way. You can kind of see it wear and tear in their face.
Younger guys. You know, maybe Sean McVay did that years ago. Maybe he still pushes it, but I think you can do that when you're younger. With some of these older coaches, these dudes in their 60s and pushing 70, like, I'm supposed to believe that Pete Carroll before he got, and they don't say he got the boot. I'm supposed to believe that Pete Carroll last year, what was he, 71, 72? With all the work and all the stress and yelling at young guys all day and then yelling at middle-aged guys all day and chewing gum and wearing Air Monarchs. And I'm supposed to think that he's just awake outside of 5 hours a day? Come on. Hell no. Message to Andy Reid. Hickey, tell him to eat a salad. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him to eat a salad. Tell him.
Maybe just a little side salad as an appetizer before the burger comes.
Yeah, that one leaf on the burger doesn't count, okay? Doesn't do anything but add a little bit of water and moisture to the burger. Just that leaf doesn't count. Anyway, look, good luck to the Kansas City Chiefs. Not that they need it. This team is awesome. They are so fun to watch. You sit down and watch the Chiefs play football, and then you watch a bad team, and you say, why am I watching this ass team? Like, what am I doing with my time? Why can't my terrible football team operate half as good as they do? And it's all in between the ears. So congratulations. It's not official, but it will be. DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, and it will be absolutely hilarious if they streak and go towards what has never been done, third time Super Bowl, three times in a row. Let's see if they do it. Meanwhile, Cooper Kupp, he's still a Ram. Cooper Kupp, he's still there. He is still expected and slated, I guess, to play tomorrow night, Thursday night football. The Rams take on the Minnesota Vikings. And I assume that, I don't know, unless he comes down with a mysterious hamstring issue or unless they really want him to go out there and, I don't know, audition for whatever team is going to trade for him. Like, why the hell are you going to play Cooper Kupp? Is he healthy enough? Does a team want to see that he's healthy? Hey, let him go out there and run first. You pay one more game check, and then we'll trade for him right before the deadline. Makes sense. Cooper Kupp yesterday, with all the rumors swirling, even knowing that the Chiefs wanted him. Cooper Kupp, he says, yeah, I'm not stupid. I know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of it, but at the end of the day, I mean, I'm going to be where my feet are. That's all I know. you know, I have a job to do here. You know, I take a lot of pride in giving everything I can for the guys in this building. And, you know, for 7.5 years, I've been an LA Ram, and I've taken that approach every single day. And, you know, whatever happens outside of that, you know, I got control what I can control. And right now that means being the best LA Ram that I can be.
Oh, that's cool. Hickey, did you hear that he beat Zach LaVine in a basketball game in high school? Whooped his ass? You hear about that?
I did not hear about that.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
I believe it.
Wow.
I'm sure Zach LaVine was hurt. I don't know. I'm sure he was. Yeah, these Rams, they're done. Come on now. They were cooked after they won that championship a few years ago. Aaron Donald probably sitting on a beach somewhere looking at this team be miserable. He ain't trying to come back. And Matthew Stafford, I know he wants his money. Why not? Who doesn't want money? Matthew Stafford, he addressed all of these trade rumors. And, I mean, people even talk about him moving. It's not happening. But listen to Matthew Stafford, the QB from here at Georgia.
To be honest, we're pro athletes. We're pro, you know, professional football players. We've dealt with this kind of stuff before. I understand it comes with the territory. Don't put much into it because that's a disservice to, you know, what we got going on here. So don't worry too much about that stuff.
Have you ever found yourself in that, in those conversations?
I don't know. Maybe. You guys would have to fact check me on that. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. But if I was in there, I have forgotten about it.
How does a professional athlete keep that separate?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a lot easier for us to do than it probably is for family members and all that kind of stuff, right? They're spending all day on their phone looking at that stuff. We're spending all day looking at film, trying to get ready for an opponent. So that part of it, you know, is it makes it easier for us.
Listen, if you got to look at social media, worried about your significant other's trade rumors, my husband might be traded here. My daddy might be traded here. My son, my daughter, they might be traded. I don't know where they might be traded, but they might have to leave. Instead of checking social media, hey, tell your guy, tell whoever's playing in the NFL, tell them to check out their bank account. And if your name is Matthew Stafford or Cooper Kupp, and you got people around you worried about the trade rumors, just tell them that the check is still going to clear. Matthew Stafford has a salary of $23.5 million. His job, well, for him specifically, playing for the Rams, his job is going to be over around Christmas, okay? There ain't a whole lot to worry about. We got people working harder than October to December. Let's just chill the hell out. The Rams, they're done. And it's not such a bad idea, not such a bad place to lose. If you play in Los Angeles, okay, the Rams are cooked, and the Kansas City Chiefs onward and upward as they try to finalize this deal with DeAndre Hopkins. It's good to be here with you folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. We have so much to get into. I told you, we're going to talk some more Kansas City Chiefs. We'll do that in an hour from now as Matt Derrick from the Chiefs Digest, he's going to come through and join us. And about an hour from now, we got an update on Jaden Daniels. This guy's ribs are week to week. The NBA is investigating the Philadelphia 76ers because Joel Embiid's injuries are not injuries, or maybe they are. I got a top six list for you. We're going to take a look at some of the top father-son combos in NBA history. And you can talk to me if you want. I'm here, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. You know what? Let's take a break. And when we come back on the other side, let's talk about that number one, numero uno, father-son combo in the NBA. The only father-son to play in the same game. Let's take a look at what Bronny and LeBron did last night. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you about the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Woke up this morning, heard about it. But when I walked out of here last night, when I left the studio and I got home, turned on TNT. We know this might be the final season that the NBA is on TNT. And I watched the Lakers game. Los Angeles Lakers hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Lakers come out on top The final score, 110-103. But the big story leading into the game wasn't the coaching debut of J.J. Redick. It wasn't about the Minnesota Timberwolves and how they were now going to perform with Julius Randle. It wasn't going to be about the Lakers and how they actually, I don't know, maybe compete for a championship this year with a LeBron James who's going to turn 40. The big story for the Los Angeles Lakers was the ultimate debut, the presumed debut of Bronny James alongside his father, LeBron. Bronny James just turned 20. LeBron James turns 40 in December. We have talked about this for years. I have talked about this for years. I talked about how exciting, how awesome it would be to see Bronny James elevate into being an NBA player, advancing from a McDonald's All-American to a star at USC to ultimately playing with his dad, which we knew was going to be the likeliest scenario. What none of us could ever think about was Bronny James becoming a McDonald's All-American at the high school level, going to USC, and then suffering a cardiac arrest prior to the season. Thank God he's okay. What we could not then expect is that he would bounce back and have an amazing year with USC. With the remaining games that he played, he did not. He stunk. The whole team stunk. And so Bronny James was no highly touted prospect. Bronny James was selected at number 55 overall after some unique maneuvering due to his agent and his dad's agent, Rich Paul, who basically works for LeBron, kind of, sort of. Yes, he does. And so he was selected with the Lakers. Even though most people in his position, if they were not named Bronny James or if they were not the son of LeBron James, they wouldn't even be drafted. But he did. Bronny James got drafted because of his dad. This man got himself a 4-year contract, $8 million guaranteed. He stunk in the preseason. But because he's LeBron's kid, because there was history to be made, because this is show business, because this is a game, this is not life and death. I know we got a lot of upset people out here. It ain't that big of a deal. He played with his dad. Hickey and I talked about this. When do you do it? Hickey was right. They found a good spot to play him right before the second half. Played 3 minutes with his dad. Walked off the bench. LeBron walked to the bench, spoke to his son. They threw them both out there together. They played 3 minutes. A matter of fact, let's take a listen to the moment that LeBron James and Bronny checked into the game. At this point in time, the Lakers were up by like 15 points. A good time to experiment or at least get the sideshow out the way. You hear Ian Eagle from TNT.
History tonight. The first father-son duo to play together in an NBA game. This is all in the family.
Yeah, and it was good. Ain't nothing spectacular happened. I mean, while he was on the court, the most exciting thing that happened was LeBron James going for a massive dunk down the baseline. At one point in time, Bronny James was fed a kind of throw-to pass from LeBron, and he blanked the three. Outside of that, he missed the tip-in, so he was credited with a rebound, and he did nothing else. And then I think they ran on like a 7-2 run, and then they sat his ass right on down, and that was it. Sideshow over. We know the Griffeys were in attendance. Ken Griffey Sr., Ken Griffey Jr., they were both there. And we saw history. We may not, you may not see this again in your lifetime. A father and son on an NBA court at the same damn time. What's next for Bronny? It's to be seen. When Bronny spoke after the game, he was asked, hey, when your dad was talking to you, when dad was telling you, you know, just play your game, don't worry about mistakes, what was going through your head when you were walking to the scorer's table to check in?
Trying to focus on going in as a rookie and not trying to mess up. But, yeah, I mean, I totally did feel the energy. And, yeah, I appreciate the Laker Nation for, you know, showing the support for me and my dad.
Well, that's good. Yeah, everybody stood up. They took photos. They were cheering. They were happy. They were witnessing history. And good. You know, I guess it's going to become normal. I don't know the next time that we'll see it happen. after the game on TNT, LeBron James, you know, he talked about his message to Bronny. Hey, go out there. Don't screw up. Have fun. Have a good time.
It's not given to you. You got to earn every moment. And I think he knows that. He's looking forward to the progress, to the process of getting better and better every single day to be the player that he ultimately wants to be. But I'm super proud of him. And he's my lifeline, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, part of it has been given to him. Now, that's being honest. But if he wants to stick around in the NBA, he has to earn it. Okay? I don't think he's going to earn it on the Los Angeles Lakers bench playing 3 minutes a game. I don't think he's going to earn it with another ceremony. Last night was the ceremony. Ceremony done. Graduation is over. It's time to move on to the next step. He got a degree. He got an honorary degree because his dad is LeBron James. But now you actually got to earn your keep, man. They got to send this guy to the G League. I don't know. Do you want him to sit around for a few more NBA games on the bench? When the G League season gets rolling, you should dump him down there. Let him get some experience. Shuttle him back if and when necessary. The NBA is full of injuries. You want to tell me that everybody coming off the bench, Gabe Vincent, who couldn't stay healthy to save his life last year, is going to be available all season long? There'll be a time and a place for Bronny James if he goes out there and he earns it, and if he gets better. LeBron James, because let's be real, LeBron is the one doing the talking here, not Bronny. LeBron James, he talked about what it means to play with his son.
It's always been family over everything, and you know, for me, I lost a lot of time because of this league and committing to this league, being on the road at times, missing a lot of his things, Bryce's things, Zuri's things. So to be able to have this moment where I'm working still and I can work alongside my son, it's one of the greatest gifts I've ever got from the man above, and I'm going to take full advantage of it.
As he should. Good for him. I'm not mad at LeBron for what he did. He did it. You know, we don't got a bunch of NBA players doing this. We don't have athletes doing this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. If you want to be mad at it, what the hell are you mad about? People got mad at me months ago when I said Bronny James is not an NBA player right now. People got mad at me. I'm not mad at what the hell they're doing. That's just good for them. Their prerogative. If you can do it, good. There's been one guy who's been able to do this in the history of the NBA, the 75-plus year history of the NBA. It's LeBron James. We might not have another guy in my lifetime or your lifetime who can go out there and do it. So just suck it up. What you so mad about? If Bronny is going to suck, he's going to suck. If he's going to be good, if he's going to be a decent NBA player, it's going to be because he deserves it. Not because daddy gave him a job. Daddy helped him get a foot in the door. Daddy got him $8 million. Daddy got him an awesome moment for him, and it's done. It's up to Bronny to do the work. I don't think the Los Angeles Lakers are going to jerk him around enough to make this a sideshow. That's why they got it done early. This is a business. This is about making money. They did it last night. People watched. We're talking about it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines up. Let's talk to, I think he's here. Hey, Trevor in Dallas. Hey, Trevor, you're on the JR Sport. Hey, slow down, Trevor. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. How are you today?
I'm okay. What's up?
Hey, not much, man. I just wanted to give you a quick shout out. I'm always driving to my second job, and you know, I found your station, and man, that's what I ride to every time. Cools me out. It's one of my favorite parts of the day. Real quick on the Bronny James thing, that's crazy that he got $8 million. I didn't know that. I think it's good for the family. I think Bronny doesn't probably stay around the NBA, but like I said, it's a cool moment for him and his pops. That's really cool, but I don't know. Yeah, he's definitely not worth $8 million. I don't know if the Lakers maybe could have drafted someone if they needed someone in that spot, but like I said, he is LeBron James, and now he's playing with his son, which is, you know, in their shoes is pretty cool. My last question, who do you think, I don't know if you covered this yet, but who do you have in the World Series coming up, Yankees or Dodgers? What are your thoughts there?
Thank you so much, Trevor. I appreciate you for calling from Dallas. You know, Trevor, we're going to get into some baseball as we continue on with the show. We're going to get into the Lakers, too many L.A. teams. We're going to get into the Dodgers and the Yankees because Aaron Judge had some words about that. And then the New York Yankees general manager, Brian Cashman, he also had some words about the series. And he also has some things to say about the New York Yankees championship drought. The Yankees have not hoisted the Commissioner's Trophy since 2009. And Brian Cashman, he is blaming some team in Houston because of some of their cheating tactics as to why the New York Yankees didn't win. So we'll get into that series. But as it relates to Bronny James being selected at number 55 overall in this year's draft, you got to measure it. Who the hell is coming out at number 55 that really matters? Nobody knows who's getting selected at number 55. I'd venture to say that most of the guys selected at 55 don't even sniff the NBA or sniff a roster. But if it's going to keep LeBron James happy and this guy has a new contract and you can make money, is it worth it or is it not? I don't think the Los Angeles Lakers roster has been harmed by having Bronny James on the team. Not by any stretch of the imagination. If anything, it may have rejuvenated or put a little bit of a battery in the back of LeBron James. And nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you got to make your best employees happy if you want to make money. That's the name of the game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network coast to coast. If you want to call me up, just like my main man Trevor in Dallas, you can. 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, man, this team, they ain't not going to make no money. Oh, my goodness. They losing money. I can see people selling the tickets. Bum-ass team. We're going to talk about the Browns, okay? Because the Browns, they have a new starting quarterback. And the Carolina Panthers, another loser-ass team. You can buy them tickets for like $5 a pop up in North Carolina. Shout out to my folks in Charlotte. Bryce Young is back. I'll explain why on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I love the music. Boys in the hood are always hard. Anyway, man, we getting a full slate of NBA games. Tonight is the night. Yeah, the season launched last night. We just talked about Bronny James and for a couple of other people in a different sport. Their seasons are about to start. Well, one guy's season is about to start, and the other guy got his starting job back. We just heard this from Rich Ackerman that Bryce Young is going to be back. He will be the starter this upcoming Sunday for the Carolina Panthers, the miserable Carolina Panthers against the Denver Broncos. The Panthers are 1-6. They are miserable. And unfortunately, as we told you last night here live on the show, Andy Dalton, he and his family, it seems like a minor car accident. Andy Dalton didn't have to, and his family, they didn't need medical attention. He was seen by the team facility, and he has a sprained thumb. Not good if you're a starting quarterback in the NFL because you need your damn hand to throw the football. So Bryce Young is back, and I don't know if that's a good thing because the Denver Broncos defense is one of the best defenses in the NFL, and Bryce Young, who has only played two games before he got benched, who has 299 yards on the season with three interceptions and zero touchdown passes, this man is going to be running for his life. The Denver Broncos got this one in the bag, unless they think they got it in the bag and the Carolina Panthers surprised them. That is certainly a possibility. We know in the NFL, we know in any sport, I think in any line of life, you tend to look at the competition. You tend to survey the landscape and you can play down. You can stoop down. You can get sucked into being on their level. But I still think the Denver Broncos are going to smash that guy. People make fun of Bryce Young. They say this guy looks like a kindergartner going to school, but he's playing in the NFL. Panthers stink. If I was a Panthers fan, I couldn't wait for the season to end. Not fast enough. But misery loves company because there's another miserable NFL team. Their quarterback went down. I'm talking about the Browns. We know Deshaun Watson is gone. Blew out his Achilles. Surgery on his Achilles. The fans cheered the fact that he got injured. Maybe because he sucked. I don't think as many fans cared about the almost 30-plus allegations of sexual assault. I don't think they gave a damn about that. He just stunk. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, he got a finger issue as well. And so now you got Jameis Winston, Mr. 30-30. I will throw you 30 touchdowns. I will throw you 30 interceptions in the season. Gunslinger, do what I want. He's the most preaching-ist. Yes, I said ist. He's the most preaching-ist quarterback in the entire NFL for a guy who will give you a 30-30 season. Well, now he can take his 30-30 accomplishments and apply it to the 1-6 Cleveland Browns. This is not going to be fun for them. Their next matchup is against Baltimore. Watch them beat Baltimore. Watch. Because it's the most Jameis Winston thing to do. Jameis says, yeah, I look forward to starting. I can't believe it. I'm excited.
I'm extremely grateful to have yet another opportunity to do what the Lord has called me to do in the NFL, and that's be a starting NFL quarterback. I'm beyond grateful for this, and I am prepared, and I will do my very best.
I told you he was the most preaching-ist quarterback in the NFL, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing. Nothing. He's come a long way, right? This man was down in Tallahassee at Publix. He said he was stealing crab legs. This man won a Heisman. This one man won a national championship. This man was numero uno. This man got the boot. This man has been in the NFL for 10 years now. And he has an opportunity to show that, man, you know what? I need to be starting. I need to start somewhere. If it's not here, I need to start somewhere. Jameis, from stealing crab legs to starting for the Browns. What a life. He talks about how he has grown in his 10 years in the league.
When I had the opportunity to sit behind Drew Brees and Sean Payton in 2020 during the year of COVID, then I understood the importance of the process of being an NFL quarterback. What does it take to beat this specific team? What does it take for a quarterback to make the plays that he should make and to not make the plays that he should make? So I think my involvement as a quarterback has been every year, but I believe knowing the plays not to make instead of knowing the plays that I am capable of making.
All right, forget all that crap. Just don't throw interceptions. Hickey, have you ever had crab legs from Publix?
I have not. No. Oh,
okay, me neither. I didn't know if they were worth stealing, but he said it was a gift, right? Right. He said it was a gift. He was a college kid.
Yes, there was, in his words, a classic miscommunication.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah.
You didn't pay for it, but it was a gift. Who goes into Publix? How big is he? 6'3", 6'4"? Who the hell 6'3", 6'4" is walking into Publix and going, you know, I'm just going to walk out with free food? Like, who's doing that?
As easily being the most famous person on campus, I don't know.
Yeah, everything is free, right?
Guess when you're that good, you think.
Well, maybe he didn't. Maybe that's the problem.
Publix put their foot down. They said, no, not here. Yeah. Many other places you take stuff for free. Not here. Not us.
Oh, wow, yeah. And when he was in school, you couldn't get nothing for free, so.
Allegedly, of course.
If you were a student when he was in school, you had to get all your goods under the table or transfer it to somebody else's account and waiting for you when you get out. Now college is above board. College is so great now. 855-212-4227. Dave is here from Tampa, Florida. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, guys, real quick on the Winston thing. Publix employees down here in the seafood section. You had a lot of...
Hold on. We got to put you on hold, Dave.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on hold. Man, what did he... Hickey, what did he call from, a tin can? What is that?
Not great.
Like a tin can and a wire. Let's try him again real fast. Let's try you again. Talk slower, Dave. Try again.
I'll tell you what, I love the NFL, JR. What is transpiring with Wilson? I've been pulling for Wilson. You will always want to be right. I was predicting he would be a good quarterback. And then following Fields. I think he got a bad deal. Okay. But Tomlin looks like a genius by making this move. And I'm really pulling for Wilson to go all the way, man.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dave, for calling from the electrical plant. I don't know what that. Thank you so much, Dave. All I heard was Wilson, Fields, and now he's rooting for Wilson. Yeah, root for Russell Wilson. Why not? He's an easy guy to root for if you like phonies. I'm joking a little bit. I'm just joking a little bit. I wish the Steelers nothing but the best. And I don't know if we could say that Mike Tomlin looks like a genius, because when he initially, well, he didn't announce it, but we knew that Russell Wilson was going to be the guy. People were destroying him. You had a Hall of Famer and a future Hall of Famer and both Terry Bradshaw and Ben Roethlisberger, who both said, what the hell are you doing? Leave Fields out there. But now the offense has opened up. And so, of course, you know, Tomlin looks like a genius. Tomlin said this is why he makes the big bucks. And some decisions, you get paid the big bucks to make them. I know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Here, let me help you make a decision. Don't move. It's really that simple. I'm going to give you some more NFL news and updates on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about what the Boston Celtics did last night. We're going to talk more about the Chiefs. Are the Knicks in trouble? Why is the Yankees GM complaining? And a top six list of father-son duos in the NBA. Don't move.